Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever here on the Sideshow Network. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And here we are, exhausted as we are.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. I'm so tired today.
We tape our shows on, like...
Saturdays,
and we do it in the morning. And...
But we're not, it's not like 6 o'clock in the fucking morning. This is like, it's 10 a.m.
Yeah, no, I would probably be up by now.
Right. I'm just so fucking tired today. I'm like trying to finish these comic books and I'm falling asleep.
Well, I noticed that on the weekends, for some reason, I am more tired during the weekends. Like during the day at work, I'm like, I'm fine. Like I'm getting by, you know, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I get enough sleep.
I don't know.
I play too much Lego.
But I don't play Lego, and I'm still tired. I know you love the build.
I know.
Build.
I'm playing the Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, whatever, Jurassic Park game.
Mm-hmm.
Lego
mm-hmm.
game. Which is a fun game, but it's one of those games where I am not that familiar with the Jurassic Park franchise. Like, I've only seen the first movie.
Yeah.
I've never seen any of the other three movies.
I don't think you're missing a lot.
And I don't think, yeah.
There's dinosaurs, and they try to eat people.
Like, I do want to see the Jurassic World. Like, I kind of want to see that one. But the other two, I'm like, I'm surprised there even was sequels to those. Even though they're huge. The first one's such a huge movie.
Right. Well, there was actually a second book, though.
Right.
That's why there was... the second movie, because it's based on the second book, but then the third one, I don't know if that was based on a book.
I think it was something where they made Crichton do it or something.
Probably,
it's not that. I mean, it's whatever. It's just a stupid thing. But the Lego games are adorable and they're stupid and they're fun. But the thing is that the characters in these games, like outside of the dinosaurs. You don't know. It's hard. They're not really distinguishable,
right?
You know, they're just like regular people. Whereas if you're playing like the Marvel games or the DC games, is like or even the Star Wars games. You know, you have like aliens and people of different colors and like
costumes
and stuff. And it's very unique. And you can be like, oh, I'm looking through and trying to find a certain guy. But, they've made some advances in it, so...
But I would have to say that this is probably the only game in the LEGO franchise that heavily features piles of shit. Literal piles of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have to, like, dive in them and find things.
LEGO feces.
That's so funny.
LEGO feces.
Like, you literally, there's piles of poo, and there's only certain characters that can go in them. So, like, if it's a character that can't, they go near them, and they, like, ugh.
They go,
like it's stinky, because it's a pile of shit.
They get really offended, actually, if you get close to them, because they start going, like, ah! Because it's a giant pile of shit. It smells. Right.
And then, like, some of them, when it's time for them to go in, they, like, swan dive into it. It's a weird, weird thing.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff in that game. I can point that out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I love those games, and I'll keep playing. I'll probably play the Star Wars one, even though I'm not a Star Wars guy.
Mm-hmm,
I'll
mm-hmm.
probably mess with that because I just like them. I'll probably play the wrestling game when it comes out.
Why don't they have Lego wrestling? Oh, because they have a partnership with that other like knockoff.
WWE has a partnership with like cheap Lego,
right?
Yeah, with blocks.
Yeah,
with
that's right. Something. It's not Lego, but they are Lego. If that makes sense.
Yeah, like they can fit into Legos, but you don't want them near your Legos.
Right.
Like if you got that for your it'd be like those are the kind of toys that like if you were like Jimmy really loves Legos, right? And he's got all sorts of Legos.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were like, you're one of those people who just, buys gifts for people, buys gifts for like somebody. And you're just like, you're just kind of like, I don't really know how to, I don't want to try. Yeah. I guess it's kind of like my mom would do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's close enough. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. I don't care. You know, like just so angry that they had to pick something. but they're just going to do it. And they're like, well, this is cheaper. And I don't know. And I have no idea. I don't want to know. Even if somebody told me it's the wrong thing, I don't care. That's how they, these people, you know, my mom would be, or people like that would be. So they would, probably buy this Legos, like WWF Legos. Here you go. You know, and they'd be like, it's not real. Cause it'd be like, you know, you would, for G.I. Joe, like you can go to like a dollar store, like a small store, and get like what was called like the corpse, mm-hmm. you know, and it was just like generic G.I. Joe guys that did not, like, they looked like them, but they were kind of like, they were about pretty much exactly the same, except for maybe I think the plastic was thicker, and like they definitely did not fit, like you couldn't switch their bodies and stuff like that.
Right.
So yeah, that would be something where it's like you guys go to the store and you're like, fuck it, looks like a G.I. Joe, you know, or it looks like a wrestler.
Right.
You know.
Right. I guess we should talk about comic books now.
Yeah. Okay. So the first book is The Amazing Spider-Man. Spider-Man making a return. Boring ass Spider-Man. The Amazing Spider-Man number 394 from October 1994. Mm-hmm. We've been a very heavy 90s kick lately.
Mm-hmm.
Which is when you have shitty comics you want to do.
Well, that's where a lot of shitty comics are from.
Yeah. On the cover, we have Judas Traveler.
Mm-hmm.
He is a white-haired asshole.
He looks like a pirate.
He looks like a pirate.
He was in the cartoon.
What cartoon?
The one from the 90s, Spider-Man cartoon.
Was he really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember much about the Spider-Man cartoon from the 90s.
I don't remember what he was doing, but I remember he was in there. Because I was always like, why is this guy dressed like a pirate?
Are you sure it was him?
I would say 99% certain, because I recognize him. And I don't read Spider-Man comics.
That's weird that you recognize Judas Traveler.
I do, yeah.
So Judas Traveler looks like, how would I best describe him? He looks like Hulk Hogan.
He's a pirate.
He's a pirate. He's got white hair. He's
got a cape.
He's got a cape. He's got like a dread.
He's got a cape and a duster. I feel it's like overkill.
He's got,
for like long flowy garments.
He's got some crossed belts on his waist. Yeah. I don't know if they're even functioning.
I'm certain they're not. It's the 90s.
For his pants. He's got belts on his boots too. How about
all that? The belts. He's wearing heels, man. I mean, like I said, he looks like a pirate.
And he's got some sweet bracelets.
Yeah, yeah.
That is some adornments. If I ever said it, it says, defeated by Traveler. The only one who could save him is the clone who could steal his life. And Judas Traveler is on the cover here holding a shredded up costume Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And in the background, we see Ben Reilly, the Scarlet Spider, crawling on a wall.
Is that who that is?
Yeah. This is right before the clone saga got into full swing. And this is not a good time for Spider-Man.
No. No, it is not.
But really, when is a good time for Spider-Man?
Never.
So Spider-Man...
He was all right in the Avengers movie.
That, I mean, look, and I love the first movie, but... And I never really cared for the second or third one. I know everybody...
Spider-Man ones?
Yeah.
Oh, no. The third one especially, that was...
The third one sucks, but everybody loves the second one. I don't love it as much. I know it's a good movie.
I liked the first one.
No, the first one's great. It was great because it was one of those superhero movies, like, you didn't know they can do them that good.
Right.
It took a lot of people by surprise, and it was a lot of fun.
No, it was. And then like they did the reboot with what's his face.
Oh,
which we Andrew saw, Garfield. And I was like, this is the same movie that we already saw, just with like more parent angst.
Yeah, no, I didn't see that. I didn't like that one.
So we saw that in the theater, and we were just both like,
Yeah, and I never saw the second.
And I never saw the next one with maybe Paul Giamatti as like a guy in a suit.
He's Rhino.
I know.
Yeah,
Rhino suit man.
Rhino man. But yeah, so here's Peter Parker. We start with Ben Reilly standing on a rooftop having a stare.
Yeah, see, I'm glad you said what his name was, because they don't actually say it in this book. So I was just calling him Peter Clone.
Yeah, well, he is technically Peter Clone, but he goes by Ben Reilly. So I just call him Ben Reilly. You call him Ben Reilly, you call him Scarlet Spider, you can call him
the Clone.
Whatever, you call him Clone Spider-Man, whatever. He sucks.
Yeah, well, he's having a sad because he's up on the roof and he's just like, oh, I have all these memories that I know aren't mine.
Right.
And then he's like, but I came back here because Aunt May is sick. And even though I don't technically know her, I feel like I do because I have all these memories.
Yeah.
And I'm here to see how she's doing.
Yeah. Aunt May is dying from old.
Yeah, she's dying from old. I mean, that's what happens to all of us. If we're lucky, we die from old.
Only because I say that specifically for her, because she has been old forever.
Oh, yeah. She's constantly old, unless it's the new one, and all of a sudden she's Marissa Tomei.
Well, right, yeah. That she's, yeah.
She's just progressively getting younger.
Yeah, it's a Benjamin Button deal.
Yeah, pretty much.
But then we jump over to Westchester County, and we're at the Ravencroft Prison, which is basically like an Arkham.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of craziness going in here.
There's some shit going down. And you see a guy getting his, like, squeezed by some dude with very fancy bracelets, as we know, the Traveler.
Outside, yeah, we have Dr. Kafka, who's, like, basically, like, the Hugo Strange of Ravencroft.
Right.
Colonel Jameson, John Jameson.
Yep.
Mad Wolf.
Yep.
Which, by the way, guys, just to let you know, and if you're still listening to us after this episode, and like maybe for a few months later, we have a great Halloween episode.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, we're planning something
that,
great.
That one I'm excited about. You know, I mean, depending on what we have, maybe we can do a whole month of spooky comics.
Maybe we will. I think there's enough of them to come
monster
through.
Monster themed comics. We might have enough.
I've been accumulating. Like, I feel like I think I just have enough. I have some good Christmas ones already too.
We definitely have some Christmas ones. For
yeah,
sure.
we're gonna hold on to that.
We don't have any Thanksgiving ones though. At least not that I know of.
Superman and the Turkey Fucks.
Is that just Superman fucking a cooked turkey? Is it like American Pie, but with like a
because he didn't know that
roasted turkey?
Because he's so stupid that he's like, do I fuck this turkey?
Well, as we all know, he only eats Pop-Tarts,
so
he can't actually enjoy.
He's like, right, so I cook.
He's like a Gilmore Girl, basically. That's all they eat are Pop-Tarts.
Anyway, so dude's being choked. What's his name? Edward Whelan.
Yeah, so he's being choked.
He's being choked by Judas Traveler and his bracelets, and
Judas Traveler has like some sort of like psychic ability.
He's got like these psionic powers.
So he's like fucking with his head, and he like turns this guy back, I believe, back into whatever the fuck that thing.
He's
is.
Vermin.
Vermin.
Which I'll be honest, I did not know Vermin was a black dude.
I know nothing about Vermin. This is the first time I've ever seen.
I've only seen Vermin in a few comic books. I know a few. Peter Parker or whatever Spectacular Spider-Man bullshit. I remember I collected all the Spider-Man cards, you know, the trading cards back in the 90s around when this book came out, and you know, he was one of them, and I didn't know anything about the character other than just he was like a hairy man. I thought he was just like a genetically like created rat. I didn't know it was like
he was a person beforehand.
A person before then. I didn't know he was a black dude. And yeah. I was like, "Oh, well, this
there
is news."
You know.
I learned something from the 90s.
So apparently these are Baron Zemo's experiments.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's an experiment. Not everybody in Ravencroft is.
Right. Well, this guy is.
Yeah.
And he's like, yes, you know, he believed himself to be worthless, so he became Vermin, et cetera, et cetera. But I do have to stop and just say that right next to this page is an ad for the Gargoyles cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Which is one of my favorite cartoons from the 90s. I love it. And actually, I really should watch it again. Because I have some of the seasons on DVD.
Yeah.
And I should make you watch it because it's actually really good.
It's better than this book.
Yes, it is. It's much better than this book.
You know how that is.
Yep.
That's my catchphrase, guys. It's a catchphrase I've been trying out for like 7 years.
Oh, good job, babe. How's it working?
Not very good.
Is it catching on?
No.
Like wildfire across the internet?
No, I've only used it in public. Never.
You've never used it in public before?
Well, not as like a performance piece. Maybe, you know.
Are you going to do like an art piece, an art exhibition about, you know, how that is?
Maybe. Or if I ever get to, if I ever put out a comedy album, that's the name of my comedy album.
Good
and
job, babe.
And it's just me looking at my mirror in a mirror of myself, being like, know how that is. Well, it's worthless. So
you know what that would be like? If that ever took off, you'd be like the guy, what's his name? Adam Scott's character in Party Down.
Oh, Party Down, yeah.
Where he always has to say the line when people recognize him.
That was in a commercial, though. Actually, oh, shoot, that's what
right.
that would
that's
be.
That's the thing. Get it in a commercial, and then you, too, could one day be a cater waiter who has to say the line to...
Cater waiter?
He was a cater waiter.
Catering waiter.
I always thought they just called it cater waiter.
I don't know. I guess.
Catering waiter. I like cater waiter.
Caterer.
Caterer. But he was a waiter at the catering place. Okay. Cater waiter. It rolls off the tongue.
Hmm.
That's my catchphrase.
Cater waiter?
Yeah, cater waiter.
Hey, that guy's a
cater
waiter.
Get up on that, guys.
That guy's a cater waiter, says the barista, number seven.
Number nine.
Number nine.
Yeah, so it'd be like that.
Yeah. I like it. I like our aspirations here.
So, like, Vermin goes to attack long-haired dude.
If long-haired dude, then he basically freezes him.
And then, what's her name?
Chakra.
Chakra comes and, like, makes him disappear? All right, so this is what I don't understand. So, like, he's frozen. Yep. She's holding him. Like, she's crouched down. He's, like, on her lap. And then he disappears, and it kind of looks like she's, like, leaning down to, like, play an invisible, like, mandolin or some shit. Because, like, she's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but then it just... He pops into... Wherever this is.
Yeah, he goes outside.
Is that outside?
I think so.
Oh, okay. So she just, like, invisible mandolined him away?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So this storyline apparently is called...
Are you okay?
This storyline...
Are you so angry it's making you burp?
Yeah, well, no, I'm just burping because I'm a man. The storyline is called Power and Responsibility. We are at part two because everything needs to be has to be called Power and Responsibility.
I thought it was called Breakdown.
No, this particular issue.
Oh, I get it.
Story
the
is titled.
The arc that we're reading is called that, and this is called
Breakdown.
I get it.
It's a 90s breakdown.
So Spider-Man's doing his spider thing.
Well, Spider-Man's going through, and he's basically what has to happen is he has to. What's been the gauntlet that's been laid out for him is that he has to either defeat Judas Traveler or okay if you if he doesn't defeat Judas Traveler, he's going to unleash all these villains from Arkham onto the world. Ravencroft, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
And I'll say Arkham because it's easier to remember.
Sure. They're all, it's all Arkham. Let's just go with it.
I'm just going to call it Arkham because if I say Ravencroft, I'll say it. Okay. But if he defeats Judas Traveler, apparently Judas Traveler is just going to kill.
I thought it was the other way around.
It's the other way. No, it's the other way around. If he defeats Judas Traveler, he's going to release all these prisoners. But if he doesn't defeat them, he's going to kill them.
Right. So, like, if Spider-Man doesn't, he's like, I don't want to fight you at all, he's going to kill all these prisoners. But if Spider-Man shows up to fight him and defeats him, he will kill all the prisoners? Wait, no. It's
no,
the other way around. Other way around.
Other way around.
All right. Other way around. Hold on.
Kill if he loses. Release if he wins.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. Whatever it is it's a fucked up situation that Spider-Man really can't win in.
Yeah.
So as he's like going to the prison, there's like at the bottom of the page, there's like a panel just with eyes.
Yeah, it's just
Traveler. And it's Traveler, and he's fucking with Spider-Man's head as Spider-Man is trying to do his thing.
Yeah, and he's flopping. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, he's flopping through. Yeah, you know, he's Spider-Maning around. You know, he's bouncing around, and he runs and he sees
a dude.
He sees Chameleon, you know.
Right.
Sees him, and he's having a freak out.
Right, and then he turns into Carnage.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. Isn't this the same guy? Because he says, "Oh my God, the Chameleon is Carnage." Isn't that what happened?
No, Carnage is in this. Here, he turns around because he's watching.
Him. I get it. I thought he was just seeing that guy turn into Carnage because that Traveler's fucking with his head.
No, he turns. So Carnage is here.
Okay,
which is weird too because on the back, on the front, it says "Inside Carnage as you've never seen him." I'm like, what, in jail?
Yeah, because he looks like Carnage.
Yeah, he's Cletus Cassidy. He's always been a prisoner. Yeah, it's like that's always.
And you literally the only time you see him is in these two panels.
Yeah, and he's just.
So I hope nobody bought this fucking book for Carnage to have two panels of him.
They totally did. They might have just drew him on a cover fighting Carnage.
Yeah.
And he's just having this torture. You know, he's just being tortured by and Traveler.
Think about spiders and stuff. And then we cut to Mary Jane in an airport.
Yeah.
Because she's gonna go see her family.
Mm-hmm.
And who's this old lady?
That's like her aunt.
Sure. And she's like,
Kathy Bates.
Yeah, Kathy Bates is like, you have to go.
You have to go make amends with your dad and your sister. Amends.
And she's like, oh no, but Peter, I can't leave him. Blah blah. And she's like, just fucking go.
Dude, like,
on the plane.
And the woman,
yeah, shut the fuck up and get on the plane.
The woman is like, basically like, look, if something happens, we'll tell you. And right. Basically she's saying, it's like, look, she's fucking old.
Right. She's an old lady. And
she's 150 years old.
It's not that we don't care that.
I mean, it's shitty timing.
It's shitty timing. It's not that we don't care that Aunt May is sick. It is that she is a million years old and she has been in the hospital a million and one times. So you got to go do your thing.
True. But if Peter's aunt is in the hospital, why is she? Because I don't know anything that happened before this.
Oh, I have no idea.
But she's scheduling a trip to go home.
Well, she might have. I mean, maybe it's an emergency. Maybe she has to.
There might be.
Maybe this was booked for a while and it just happens that Aunt May is sick now.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe.
So she's like, okay, I'm going. And then they like hug.
Ron Jeremy.
And Ron Jeremy's like, all right.
He's like, all right.
He's like, we're going to go join the Mile High Club with my
sexy
really,
plane.
Really weird dick. Does Ron Jeremy still do porn? This is a good question.
I think he does, yeah.
Still?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't he like 60 at this point?
I mean, he's old, yeah. He had a heart attack and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is he better?
I know this because we, one of the first episodes, actually the very first episode of Adam Hunter's World here on Sideshow Network, a show that's no longer with us, but was with us a couple of years ago, had Ron Jeremy as a first guest.
Oh yeah.
And we called him.
Uh-huh.
He didn't come to Culver like a,
but he talked about being better and
yeah. I don't remember
did
being
he talk that. About like now that he's older, he
you know, I don't know. I think it was just a bunch of guys was like, Ron, you're a legend, you're a legend, you're a legend. And he's like, my dick. And that was it.
All right. Well, you know, that's good to know.
But he's alive. He's alive. He has an uncredited role in this comic book. He
sure does.
Yeah. So
and he's going to follow Mary Jane on the plane and maybe they're going to have the sex.
Exactly. What?
You were going to say something.
I was going to say something and then I was like, I can't even, it's not even, I'm trying to think of like some sort of joke.
There's no jokes. We have no jokes. This show is nothing if not jokeless.
I'm trying to stay awake.
I am exhausted. I'm just like, well,
we did go to a comedy show last night,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but come on, we sat in the audience. We didn't perform comedy.
It's true.
Like, we shouldn't be this fucking tired.
Anyways.
We're old.
So Ben Reilly.
Oh yeah, so like, he stares at the moon as the plane flies away.
He's watching and he's in Aunt May's room and obviously he can get in because he looks just like Peter Parker.
Right, and he's like, oh, I'm so sad. And then like Dr. Caputo. Caputo. So I'm assuming she's related to the guy from Orange is the New Black because
she's related to
if you ever watch that show, there is a character named Caputo who has a huge dick and they call him Beer Can.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's
I was gonna say,
fun maybe, information for everybody.
I was going to say maybe she's related to Keith Caputo from Life of Agony.
Maybe they're all related. Well, all Caputos are related.
Although, please forgive me, Life of Agony fans. I know Keith Caputo did transition into a woman.
Oh, okay.
I do not know her name, though.
Okay.
I can't tell. I'm saying, so I'm just going to say Keith Caputo.
Let's just, yeah. I don't know. I feel like I read about that, but I don't remember her name.
I feel like that was
Caputo.
So, yeah. So, she shows up, and she's like, check out my, you know, my relatives.
Yeah, she's like, I'm related to all Caputos, and he's like,
I'm related to Greg. Oh, I think Greg Capullo, like Greg Caputo.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I have no relatives because I'm a clone, and I'm sad. So then we cut back to.
Well, she's like, hey, you want to be friends? And I'm like,
he's like, look, you look like you need a friend.
And that's kind of
like,
weird, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I don't know that. It might be a weird
look. I have doctors.
I know it might be a weird way to say it, but excuse me. I mean, maybe. It's hard to say because those poor, the nurses and doctors and stuff, especially in a ward like where May is, where she's probably, you know, going to be moved to hospice or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they can't really do a ton of emotional lifting, but there's still a huge support system.
Yeah. I'd imagine. Yeah.
Like how nice were the nurses in the chemo place where we used to go? They're very competent, nice people, mm-hmm. but I don't know if they'd ever be like, let's be friends.
I would be friends with my one doctor, Dr. Moriarty.
Oh, no, he was awesome. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll put him over. He's a good dude. He's an Irish badass.
Yeah, I don't think his life is pretty much awesome, so I don't think he really needs us to put him over.
I don't think he's like, oh, thanks, Mr. Medic.
He's like, no one, I'm so live glad you guys are talking about this on your podcast that nobody listens to.
I'm glad 100 more people know about me. My great circulatory.
His name is literally Dr. Moriarty. That is not a joke.
My great circulatory healing abilities.
And I was just like, really? Dr. Moriarty? Really? But yeah, no, it is. And yeah, he's a great doctor.
He's Irish, and he's like into Rammstein, I think.
Yeah, and he totally made fun of me for wearing a coat in Los Angeles.
And he wants me to keep swimming.
Yes, he does. He's really into swimming.
Because he's like, Mr. Merrick, you know, you can get like this, like, port. I was going to get like a port in my chest from my chemo or whatever, or thing, and he's like, you can go swimming with it. And like, he said that a bunch of times. I'm like, why do you want me to swim so bad? Like what is going on?
I don't know. Maybe that's a concern for a lot of people who get ports, because once you have it, you can go swimming. It's not like it's exposed.
Right. Right. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. So we're reaching here because it's really Spider-Man. It's Spider-Man.
And we're tired, guys. So it's getting a little weird.
You guys will love this.
It's getting weird.
Anyway, so Spider-Man's freaking out. He runs into what I can only say. I don't even know who this guy is, but I can only assume it's Death from... It's William Sadler as Death from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 2.
Right? Yeah. Or
Bogus Adventure or whatever.
Pretty much. It's the guy from the Seventh Seal.
Seventh, exactly.
Yeah, because I don't know what he just shows up. And then like everybody's just like, hey. And then that's it.
Right. And then so he goes and Spider-Man finally confronts Judas Traveler. And Judas...
is just fucking with him.
Judas is like... So here's the thing. Judas was a doctor.
Okay.
And did, like, he become, was he always this gigantic, long Sean Connery-haired man?
I don't know.
Like, was that always the case? Or was he just, like, did he become this after, like, some sort of transfer? Because he's, like, because Spider-Man, you know, it's not, I mean, he's not tiny.
No, but I mean, the way he's drawn, Spider-Man looks like a toddler.
Yeah.
Compared to Judas Traveler. I mean, he's wearing heels, but they're not that high.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's, you know, so basically he's you know, getting into Peter's head, and he's finding out about Mary Jane. He's right. Finding about Aunt May. He's finding out about the clone. You know, he's getting knowledge.
He's gathering intel.
And Spider-Man's punching him, and he's like, "I'm a man."
Yeah, you know, sure.
He's okay. Having I don't know what the hell's going on.
I don't know. Spider-Man's having some problems.
Spider-Man again. It's like. He's not quipping. This is when Spider-Man's like, oh, I'm a man.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Man.
Vengeance.
And then.
It's funny because he's hitting him and then Judas is kind of like.
Yeah, it doesn't bother him. And then he drops Spider-Man and Spider-Man starts laughing. And then Judas like walks away because Spider-Man's like losing his shit at this point.
Yeah.
And Death from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure shows up and he's like, why didn't you, you know. Give him to me or whatever, and he's like, oh, because there's a clone.
Yeah.
Dun dun
dun dun.
So then Chakra appears.
Appears before Ben Reilly in the in Aunt May's hospital room, and she's like,
if you want to save Peter, you have to come with me, and you have to make a choice to either save the man who makes your life basically a flaming pile of shit. Or save him and doom yourself. Wait, no. Save him.
So she's like, your rival will die by Jesus' hand. Let Spider-Man die and you can have the life and the identity you've dreamed of. Or come with me and risk your own life. So I have, yeah. So they're, whatever.
End of book.
And that's it.
Yep.
That's it for this fucking stupid book. Would you read the next issue of this?
No.
No.
I don't care. I'm
not reading Spider-Man.
I don't I'm sorry. I know there's such huge Spider-Man fans out there, and I've never understood it.
I mean, we have a few of them, and we'll, you know, I'll read. I mean, here's the thing. I love Marvel Team Up. I love those books.
Right.
I love seeing him with other characters. I love seeing him with stuff like that. But this is just, this stuff is just, what the, I mean, I like Venom stories. I don't like, you know, Carnage stuff. I mean, there's certain characters, like certain rogues of hers that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But I've looked at, I'm like, I don't know why the fuck I even had this. I don't even know how I got this.
Did I buy it?
No. I think I brought this over. Maybe I got it given to me.
Maybe.
And it was like one of those ones where I'm just like, I'll just hold on to it.
Well, nope.
Yeah, no, I'm not reading it. But that goes without saying with the Spider-Man. It's usually hit or miss. Usually it's miss. So that's it for The Amazing Spider-Man number 394 from October 1994. Stick around, and we'll be back with our next book right after this.
Hey, what up, peeps? It's Jessie Mae Peluso here to tell you about my podcast, The Sharp Tongue, heard each week right here on the Sideshow Network. Every episode is a slice of my life as a touring comedian, and I'm bringing you my favorite funny and interesting friends to talk about whatever is on our minds. I talk about road stories, I talk about horror movies, music, putting fingers in buttholes. Everything you ever want to talk about is right here. It's A Sharp Tongue with me, Jessie Mae Peluso, every week on iTunes and the Sideshow Network. Download, rate, and subscribe, and tell a friend to check us out, because we need validation. And by we, I mean me. I'm alone here in the studio.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network. We are going to get into our next book, and I felt like I had to make some sort of public service announcement or something like that. But
what?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I have to talk more about stuff, but you know what? Maybe I should just talk about the content.
Sure, that works.
Planning, you guys. So the next one, Suicide Squad, number 52.
In honor of Suicide Squad coming out.
Right. So,
on Friday.
Yeah. So Suicide Squad number 52 from April 1991. Suicide Squad comes out on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured we've never done a Suicide Squad, and they had a whole run of books for four years back in the 80s and 90s. So why not give this a shot?
Sure.
And I based this off of the cover. Kind of wish I did not.
Yeah, no, I wish you did not as well.
Because I kind of just want something like within the story, and just so I can just talk about it.
Well, I would also just like to say, my personal opinion is the art in this book is awful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And on the cover, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's a very...
I mean, I'm not saying that I can do any better. I can't. I cannot draw. I can draw you stick figures, and that's about it. But this is not the kind of art that I am drawn to.
No.
I'm not a fan of it at all.
No, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's just because it's overly...
Everybody's got weird fucking faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weirdly cartoony, and it's...
Yeah, I don't like it.
Who's this artist? Jim Fern. It's a guest. It's basically a one-off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, this is wacky. We'll do this. And then I just realize it's got nothing to do with, like, anything else.
Nope.
And it sucks.
No.
So,
nope.
But anyway, so Suicide Squad, on the cover, it says, a Dr. Light-hearted tale. Starring the Devil and Mrs. Waller.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Amanda Waller, we have Fire and Brimstone. We have, in the background, we have Amanda Waller and Satan,
mm-hmm.
I assume, standing back to back.
Mm-hmm.
And in the foreground, we have a very worried looking Dr. Light.
Yes.
Dr. Light, as in Arthur Light, yes. The original Dr. Light, the piece of shit Arthur Light.
Yeah, he's not a great character.
No, he's a horrible, horrible bearer. He is the, I will say this, he is the Buck Zumhoff of comic book characters.
Is that a deep wrestling reference?
That's
on
a deep
that
wrestling
one?
Reference of somebody who I've referenced to before. Mm. You know about Buck Zumhoff.
I know about Buck Zumhoff.
And he is equally...
He's a rapist.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's convicted.
Yeah, and yeah. Dr. Light, spoiler alert, at one point raped Sue Dibney on the satellite, mm-hmm. The JLA satellite, providing one of the, one of the cornerstones of the identity crisis storyline,
right,
which you need to read.
I know. It's sitting there and it's like, I never get around to it because I've got a million other fucking comic books, which, by the way, I was so proud of myself because I made it through my comic book pile and then we went shopping. Mm-hmm. And now I have a new comic book pile that I have to read.
Pile.
It literally is a pile.
We're so bad.
I know.
But here's the thing.
I made it through. I was so happy. I was like, oh my God, there's nothing over here in my pile.
Here's the thing, and we didn't mention this. So
read real books for a while. Nope.
Comic-Con went on last week or whatever, and we didn't go, but nope. We were like, we got all these trades, all these books, let's just get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Pulp Fiction in Culver City.
Yep.
And they were like, hey, we can give you $45 in store credit.
We're like, awesome. Like, and then we spent money.
We spent all that and more.
Oh, and more.
To get stuff. And I managed to get, like...
Which was ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing. I bought, like, 20-some-odd issues of Defenders that I did not have.
I know. I felt it was necessary for you to buy all those Defenders.
It was. And basically,
because
I think...
Because they had such a huge run of them, and they're hard to find.
The majority of the stuff that I bought was stuff that I needed. Because mm-hmm. that's how I'm trying to shop now. Mm-hmm. Either I'm buying something that I want, that I'm collecting, or I'm buying it because, like, holy shit, we need to do this for the show.
Right.
So...
Well, I mean, I thought I did pretty well because I bought the second volume of the Bombshells trade, mm-hmm. which I wanted. But then I got a bunch of dollar issues that were Batman, World's Finest, and Superman, all from the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, like Detective Comics.
And that's the shit that I love.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I bought a bunch of that.
Yeah, there's some good ones in there.
I can't wait, actually.
there's a few good ones in there that I think we'll be doing
Definitely.
For the show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So anyways, back to Dr. Light. He sucks. He sucks so bad.
He sucks in this book. He's awful.
He sucks. And I'm like, I kind of really wish I didn't have this.
Yeah. Well, we can always get rid of it.
I know. We might have to do another purge.
Yep.
So it's the death and life and death and life and death and life of Dr. Light. And on the cover, we get around the front. We have
apparently Amanda Waller drives a Ferrari.
Oh, yeah. I actually had to go back and look at that. I go.
Yeah.
What was her car?
Right. Yeah. It's like an orange Ferrari, and she pulls up outside of a Belle Reve prison, and everyone's like, hey, Wall, what's up? And she's like, hey. And apparently she just drives a Ferrari, because why not?
But she's Amanda Waller, and she could do whatever fuck she wants.
Fucking Amanda Waller. That's right. And so she...
So basically she shows up, and I think they...
Dr. Light is in Belle Reve. How do you say that?
I would say Belle Reve.
Okay, Belle Reve. He's there, and apparently he wants to talk to her. So they've called her in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, yeah, well, here's this guy who wants to talk to her.
Because he used to be in the Suicide Squad at one point.
Right. So he wants to talk to you. So she goes to talk to him, and she's drawn horrendously.
Yeah.
Her face is like... I don't even know what's going on.
She constantly has like these weird lip sneers.
Yeah, like she's sneering constantly. Like, I don't know. Just whatever. So she goes in, he's there, and she's like, what do you want? And he's like, well, so is this where he says, like, I kind of killed somebody? He's like, well, okay, so I got a story, and I died on Apocalypse. But, and then he starts talking to somebody who isn't there, and she's like, what the fuck, bro? And he's like, well, okay, so, like, there was another Dr. Light before me, and he was Jacob Finley, and we're both kind of fighting over this body and who gets to be Dr. Light.
Right.
Right?
Which, at this point, there is already a second Dr. Light.
Right.
The Asian...
The lady.
Lady Dr.
The
Light.
The lady.
Yeah.
So they apparently both die, and they go down to
hell.
And it's not Mephistopheles, it's Biffstopheles or something. Like
It's Biff Tannen.
Yeah, it's Biff Tannen. And he's like hanging out, and there's this little demon guy who's like, oh, this is fun, haha. And he gets smashed all the time mm-hmm. by the devil, because this is supposed to be funny, you guys, and it's not.
Oh, no.
No, it's not funny. So the two of them are standing there staring at each other, Dr. Light 1 and Dr. Light 2.
Yeah, the Dr. Arthur White's got the goatee, and this other Dr. Light, for some reason, glasses. Has like these red, like Hitman heart glasses.
Yeah.
Or pink glasses.
Yeah.
And they're fighting back and forth. And they're like, no, I want to go back to my body. I'll go back. Because basically, the Biff Tannen decides, look, you can go back to the, you know, I'm going to send you back to the body so you can do whatever.
Yeah. Because I know you're going to fuck it up. Basically, this is for my amusement.
Yeah.
So he sends the guy with the goatee back, who happens to be buried.
Mm-hmm. By the way, shout out to Stevie Ray Vaughan, who died and is immortalized here.
Oh, in the cemetery?
Tombstone, because apparently he's in the same... He's got such a shitty tombstone in some cemetery that just happens to be near the Dr. Light.
Yeah. Yeah. So he gets zoomed into back to the body, and Dr. Light's like, oh, hey, all right, well, I'm in a coffin. So what am I going to do? My light powers don't work because the suit needs to be recharged. The suit
needs to be charged and stuff like that, which is weird because he apparently has a suit that needs to be charged, and it doesn't look like a thing that charges. It's just like a leotard with a stupid hat.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And apparently it needs to be, I mean, I don't know, it's, logically, it doesn't look like it's a thing. I know that it could be.
Right. So he's like, all right, well, obviously something is going to happen to get me out of here, so I'm just going to hang out and wait. He waits so long that he suffocates.
Yeah.
And he goes right back to hell.
And he's like, what the fuck? Hang on.
this ad?
I just read this
ad. Did you just see that?
How did I miss this?
Good question.
Because it's one of those, best describe it, it's one of those like card, a card, it's a card game. Mm-hmm. But it's a wrestling card game, and it's a generic wrestling card game, so it's just called Wrasslin' with a W. Wrasslin'. And
it says, I beat the...
And it says, and the headline is, it's a guy who looks like Tom Weiling, mm-hmm, from Smallville telling his brother, I beat the shit out of Dad last night. But it's, you know, bleeped out.
It's dumb.
You just like, and they're just talking like they did all this stuff, and then
they body,
like,
slammed each other and blah blah blah, and it's because of this card game. So if you want to beat the shit out of your parents, you should buy that card game.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Light's like, all right, well, or not Dr. Light. Satan's like, well, we're gonna try this again. So he sends the other Dr. Light back.
Yeah.
Into the same coffin, who then breaks himself out.
He breaks himself out. He does this time. He does the
Zappy.
What's his face? The fucking what is it? The Kill Bill.
Yeah.
And the Kill Bill thing, and he's comes out and
except this time his body's all
crusty.
Yeah, he's zombified basically.
Zombie man.
And he's and the other Dr. Light, who's in hell, and apparently they're watching this on the Helltron.
Helltron.
Is like, but my why is it all fucked up? And he's like, well, because it's funny. You're like, is it?
Is it funny?
Is it? Let's.
I don't think it's funny. And then so then immediately, what happens is he flops.
There's a shout out to Tim Burton's Batman right here.
Uh huh.
So he goes to the city, and you just see the city, but you see a speech bubble, and the speech bubble says, "Did you ever waltz with the boogeyman on a hot, sticky night?" Instead of, did you ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight, right? That's the one I was supposed to say. And you cut to this guy wearing a ghoul's jacket, holding a gun on a family, father, mother, and a daughter in an alleyway, obviously, you know, what we're shouting out here too. And then Dr. Light shows up, but he can't talk because his mouth is...
Because he's
zombie.
Because he's zombie mouth. He's like, bleh, bleh.
Yeah, and he's like, brains. No, I'll save these people. And then the family, they think he's from the devil. Good call. So they're like, we're a good Christian family. We're gonna beat the shit out of you. And they do. And the little girl stomps on his head. Like she like annihilates his skull. That girl. Yeah. Is so intent on pleasing Jesus that she murders him.
I just noticed that she stomped on his body and popped off his head.
Yes. That's, she's so intent on pleasing Jesus, she committed murder, and she's like six.
And here's the thing, is because the father are like, ah, and she's got this look on her face like she's smiling.
Yes.
She's like, yay, pop. And then they're like, you don't mess with Christians. And then, like, they turn back to the criminal, and the criminal's like, yikes, and he runs away.
Right, and they're like, oh, to the next alleyway. Because apparently they hang out in the alleys and wait for criminals and zombies for Jesus. That's like that fundraising thing that we drive by.
Oh, the honk for Jesus? It's like stomp on a zombie's head for Jesus?
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. Instead of honking for Jesus, we're stomping zombies for Jesus.
Stomp zombies for Jesus.
I mean, I don't know. Jesus might be offended because technically, kind of a zombie.
Because if Jesus came back and he's like, guy, my brothers and sisters, I'm back. And they're like, bullshit, stomp.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what happened. He was like, I've been dead for 3 days. Guess what? I'm back. You're like, you're a zombie.
Family's got it all wrong.
Yeah.
So the next doctor gets zapped over to Tokyo. He gets zapped into. So what happens is, so now we're with
the current Doctor Light.
Kimchi Yoshi. I'm getting her real name wrong, but it's the current Doctor Light.
Yeah.
And she's doing some sort of like
astral projection shit with some guy
and
like her sensei or
some
whatever.
Sensei, whatever. And he, you know, and then actually, you know, she's skeptical and it actually works.
Yes, but when her spirit leaves her body, the dead Dr. Light, the dude Dr. Light, takes it over.
Yeah.
Yes. And then I get really confused.
Well, because then basically they just start.
Well, here's what happens. So she gets, and he's like, where am I? And spirit lady Dr. Light is like, what the fuck? Somebody's in my body. And he's like, I'm all squishy. And then he stands up and she's like, what is this? The pain. And she's like doubled over in pain.
Is she okay? The one? No, she, no,
well, here's
he,
what it,
he's, right. He is.
Wait, which one? No. Okay. So he's,
she, this is, this,
okay. He, we'll just call her he. So she's like, get out of my body. And then he is like, oh my God, it hurts so bad. But he's like doubled over in pain.
Mm hmm.
And then he goes, oh, no, 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 and starts running around. And I don't, because I don't understand why this just happened. So is that first one where he's like, I've never felt such pain, doubled over in pain, is that because she's having her period and he's got cramps?
Possibly.
But now
was there a reference to her period?
No, anything? There wasn't. That's what I don't understand. I don't know why he's doubled over that way.
Because she basically, Dr. Light is like, she won a or somebody, Tetsuo. I think, Tetsuo. Katana.
Okay.
Yeah, she ends up going into this bot. You know, or, yeah, whatever. So they... She's basically, maybe he's realizing she's a woman and maybe she has cramps. I don't know.
Maybe, or maybe he's just so horrified to be a lady that he runs around
screaming.
No, because
then like a couple of bands later, he's like, yay, I want to touch myself.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. I'm like, what is this reaction? Like, are you like, oh my God, period cramps are terrible? And then, but then you forget about that later? Like, I don't understand what's happening.
And then
so like, they start fighting, and like, so the sensei is like, well, obviously you're not Lady Dr. Light. So get out of her body. He's like, no, this is my body. And then his body shows up.
Yeah, that's the part where I kind of
got really lost. So he's running around in Lady Dr. Light. She's still astral spirity. And then his body shows up so she can go into it.
Yeah.
And now they get to argue over whose body is whose.
Yeah.
So the sensei guy does like a spirit transfer and they get into the right body or something.
Their body, and then the real doctor, the current Dr. Light, the woman, blasts the fuck out of the old previous Dr. Light.
Yeah, the guy with the goatee.
And shoots him
out of a window.
Out of a window.
And then that little demon shows up and goes, you know, if you die, this is the last time.
Yeah, if you die here, you're not gonna get another chance to do this.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, no, but he lives. Like, he falls out of, like, 90-story window.
Because he's technically dead.
Oh, that's true.
That's why he goes, I'm dead, but it hurts. Why?
Right.
You know, and he's like, we lied. It hurts, you know,
right.
When you're
it's
dead.
It's funny. And then they go
like
to
Return of the Living Dead kind of bullshit.
Back to Bell Rev, where he's like, so, anyway, I tell you this whole story because I want to be on the Suicide Squad again. And Amanda Waller's like, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
Like, I drove my Ferrari down here for nothing.
I drove my Ferrari through the swamp roads.
Yeah.
For nothing.
And then that's how it ends.
That's it. And that's it for this book.
Yep.
I looked at this. Their
letters page is called Suicide Notes.
I'm like, it's morbid. Yeah, so that's it for Suicide Squad number 60. I'm sorry, Suicide Squad number 52 from April 1991. I would not read the next issue.
No, this was my first introduction to a Suicide Squad comic because I've never read them before.
I chose poorly.
Yeah, I mean, I know about the Suicide Squad. I've just never read any of their books. That's not a good place to start. Mm-mm. That's like Bike Shorts Wonder Woman level of like, I will never read this again because it's terrible.
Yeah.
But in all fairness, I'm not really looking forward to the movie.
I'll look forward to the movie just because, you know, it's something, it's different.
Every time I see Jared Leto, I want to punch him in the face.
Okay.
As Joker. His outfit is stupid. His look is stupid. I don't like any of it.
He's stupid.
I'm not looking forward to that at all. But I guess I'll see it.
Well, I'll see. I mean, I'm definitely going to see it. I definitely want to see it. Mm-hmm. But I do not know. I don't know. Here's the thing. I am not invested in like Harley Quinn or Joker or anything like that. I just want a DC movie to be okay.
I agree with that. And maybe because I have like the only thing I'm really everything else I'm like fine, whatever. It's a movie, fine. But like it's just every single time I see Jared Leto as Hot Topic Joker,
mm-hmm.
I want to punch all the things.
Punch.
Like he just looks fucking stupid. I can't abide by this. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
So.
Well, not on board. Sorry. Well, we made it through.
I'm sleeping.
We made it through the books.
We did. Barely. I'm exhausted. Oh, my God.
That's it for this week's show. Ow.
What?
Everybody's at home went, ow, because you went,
Sorry. That was too loud. I apologize. You can cut that out.
No. So that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at AngryHeroSean. My Tumblr is theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com, where I have finally finished reviewing the entire series of the Gilmore Girls. And starting in August,
oh man,
I'm picking up the OC. Again, a 90s show I've never fucking watched. Late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Actually, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Show I've never seen.
So well.
Here we go again.
Have fun.
Oh, thanks.
And you can find all of our shows, Sideshow Network shows, on SideshowNetwork.tv. Please go to iTunes and rate and subscribe and tell a friend about our show. Give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it. Do all that stuff on iTunes. Thank you for supporting us. We really appreciate it. So we will see you guys again next week. Thank you for listening.
Bye.